back to bottle.
Do they have like a back to drink at Disney?
They have blue milk and green milk.
No, but they should.
You don't drink back to, you float in it.
That's true. I was going to say they should make like a Gatorade style drink.
Yeah.
You chug it back and it's like.
They have they have flavored popcorns. They have like a banana and chocolate popcorn and they have like a fruity popcorn there.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty killer.
Are they like Star Wars themed or are they just like cool popcorn?
Well, it's obviously popcorn, but yeah. They sell it at like a Star Wars themed popcorn stand and they don't call it popcorn.
It probably looks like the stuff
it's like Adventurer's Mix or something. Shit.
They should have called it whatever the fuck Wrecker and Omega were calling it.
I think that's what it is. Okay. I think it's coming out of a stand that looks exactly like that.
I was
going to
say, that
yeah.
makes sense.
That's
they're eating little popcorn bits.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it is fun. Everything, dude, you're going to love Star Wars Land. Everything there is amazing.
I plan on it. This is Farthest Galaxy, by the way.
Yeah,
we're back in it. We're talking about Disney. I'm going in April, so there's going to be an episode missing probably in that slew of timeline, either the first week in April when I'm going or the second week in April when we haven't recorded an episode because I'm gone.
Maybe
we'll see.
Maybe we'll set something up.
It's possible.
Definitely.
We're getting pretty good at getting on top of things again.
I recommend the blue milk much more than the green milk, and I totally recommend trying the regular blue milk and the alcoholic.
I'm trying all four varieties.
There you
go.
And get the big stupid Bantha cup.
Dude, I'm getting all the stupid shit. Yeah. There's a t-shirt that I saw. I think it was on TikTok or it was on Instagram or something. And it's like a shirt that says things that tried to eat Luke. And it's got like, it's like the Rancor, yeah. the little eye thing. Sarlacc pits in there. I'm like, dude, that's a great shirt to have. A Wampa. I'm like, let's go.
One of my favorite things at Galaxy's Edge is they have it's in a glass display box. You see the top of the Sarlacc pit, like what you would see the pit of sand. And then it goes below it, and it shows you the entire Sarlacc, like, sitting underneath the sand.
Oh, that's tight.
Pretty dope.
Glass display?
Yeah, it's pretty dope, dude.
I mean, we got to see a decent chunk in Book of Boba, so.
Yeah, we get to see the little beak penis.
I've seen the little beak penis, yeah, and the little tongue. I've seen bits of it. Like, it looks like it's like a root system of tentacles.
It's like a big, like, fat monster thing, like, just sitting underneath the sand.
Yeah.
And it's got, like, a really long neck that just goes up. It's cool, though.
For sure. It's
fucking dope as shit.
Sarlaccs are weird.
I think there's like a little stormtrooper inside of it. Oh, they're like, funny. Look, here he is, digesting.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's clever. I took a
picture of it. It's just really dark in the room, and there was like glare on it, so I couldn't really get it that good. Yeah, now, big sad.
Big sad. All right, let's move on to some new... Oh, I didn't even introduce anybody. I'm your local scruffy-looking nerd fighter hunter. As always, I'm joined by Jedi Master Alex.
Yes.
This week we're going to be talking about Mando Season 2, but before we get to that, we got some news. We got some fun news, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, let's start with the Andor stuff, more on what we were talking about, with Stellan basically saying, yeah, we're doing Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Season 1 is expected to release somewhere in between July and September, likely after Kenobi, and maybe wherever Bad Batch falls.
Mm-hmm.
And then filming of Season 2 will start this fall, around, like, October.
Kenobi will probably set up plot points for Andor.
Well, they're around the same time period.
Yeah, like, with the Inquisitor stuff and things, you know. Because we've said it before.
And Leia's supposed to show up
Andor's
in the show.
Andor's just not a very interesting character. Like, he can be.
Well, they
want to
make him interesting.
And maybe
that's
they
what it is.
Will, but... Yeah. There's got to be other things in the show that really bring us back week by week.
Yeah,
you know?
There's this actress called Vivian something. She's supposed to be in Kenobi.
I love Vivian something.
She's playing like 10-year-old Leia.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the rumor is right now.
That's cool, man.
So that'd be pretty. It is one episode because Jimmy Schmitz is supposed to be in the show as well, coming back as Bail Organa. So why not have Leia in one episode?
Yeah, for sure. Know? Yeah, that'd be cool.
Even if it's not Kenobi centric,
I'd love
it's like a Leia episode. Because
we know we're gonna see a young Luke, so they might as well give us a young Leia too.
Why not?
It'd be cool. Be all about that.
Yeah. So I'm excited for Andor. Like you said, it's going to be cool to see them make him important.
Yes.
More so than Rogue One.
He's just so
he was cool in
right
Rogue
now.
One, but he wasn't exactly. He didn't have anything besides, I did a lot of fucked up stuff for the Rebels.
I've been in these fights since 6 years old.
Yeah, so we're going to see. That's a good Diego Luna. Right?
6 years old.
I love him, man. He's funny. He was in Harley Quinn.
It's like the most memorable line in the entire fucking.
6 years old. I've been in this fight since I'm 6 years old.
And I really hope that K2's in it. I really hope
I'd like to see K2.
Even if he's not in season one or like in the beginning of season one.
And they said he won't be, but...
You know, we got two seasons.
We could see him.
We got two seasons.
Yeah, there's no excuse why they don't show him.
I also want to see a lot of weird, like, Rogue One characters.
Yeah,
not like the ones... Oh, yeah, a little fat buddy.
A little fat boy in there, yeah.
He's got little legs. And I know we can't see, like, Bodhi and Baze and all those other characters, like,
just,
Jyn Erso.
It would be like
we could see Jyn.
Where we're just like, yeah, we're going to take a random episode off.
Well, that's why I said a couple weeks ago, maybe it was last week, do Guardians of the Wills as one episode, maybe in season two, just to be like, look, they're here. Mm-hmm. We know where they're going to go. We know where they're going to die, but here's an episode that's them, just to, you know, test the waters.
I mean, because if they were going to do something like that, they wouldn't even call it Andor. It would probably be like Star Wars Rebellion, but even the reason they went against that is because they already did Star Wars Rebels. Yeah. So you can't really have two shows called like Star Wars Rebels, Star Wars Rebellion, or Star Wars like Rise of the Rebels. It's just it's like you already kind of fucked yourself by calling that one series Star Wars Rebels, you know? And so you now you have to pick like specific ones.
That's a Rangers of the Republic.
Rangers of the Republic.
And the problem is... me saying, oh, just adapt Guardians of the Wills. They don't adapt canon content. They alter it, like what they did with Kanan's backstory, but they don't adapt it because then it's like, why did I watch this?
Yeah, well, the same thing with Yoda's lightsaber.
Yeah.
It's like, where did that come from?
Well, it goes... There's a hierarchy of canon. It's like TV movie, comic book, a book, comic books...
I think somebody questioned the writer of that comic. They were like, so what's this? And they were like, Star Wars. It's like, could have been fake lightsaber. Yoda built another one. He's like, take your pick. Like, whatever you want to believe, you know. I'm like, all right, that's fair, you know.
Yeah, it's Star Wars.
I don't need a concrete answer for every little thing.
No, I like to think
you wanted the writer to just be like, they told me I could use it. So I did, you know, like, all right.
Yeah.
So, how was I going to know Book of Boba Fett was going to have a CGI Luke Skywalker show Yoda's lightsaber, you know?
To Grogu, what the fuck is that
like, what the hell is that?
And, so I do hope that they do throw in the Rogue One characters, but I also hope that they don't take away from Rogue One by overdoing them.
Yeah,
like,
I get
Jyn
that.
Erso can show up. She can't meet Andor, but she can show up.
I feel like she even could, running around for a like, while. very quickly, right? Because we meet find her at the beginning, and she's, like, on a prisoner transport. Yeah. So let's just say she's, like, doing a job or something. Say Cassian's fucking with the Empire, you know, he bumps into Jyn real quick and there's like a passing. He's like, watch where you're going. And she's like, get out of my way, old man. And she just keeps running.
And then it's a Jyn Erso episode.
Yeah, and well, not even. Like, just real quick thing. Yeah, no, she's here, you know, fun. But even that, it's just, world building. I feel like that might be too much of just a throwaway thing. You're like, oh, look, it's Jyn. That was for you Rogue One fans, because this entire show about Cassian's not.
It's a throwaway, but it's also a good way to world build. And I like that kind of stuff. Like
it's
the world,
you know, it's like the same thing with Book of Boba. Granted, Danny Trejo wasn't like a huge character.
He was there, though.
But we were like, yo, it's Danny Trejo. Oh, what's he going to do? Is he going to show Boba how to ride the Rancor? No.
He just
tells
him
about
the Rancor.
That he showed him. But
he'll probably show up in season 2 or in Mandalorian season 3 just as like an offshoot.
Like I don't want to see characters thrown in just for like a minute or two just to be like, oh, look, there they are. You know, it's like it's fun when it's like a couple seconds in the background. But don't like pan onto that.
Yeah,
and
like
be
Pelimoto,
like,
where she was
here's a
in
character.
The Book of Boba.
Yeah, it's like, all right, that was fun. But yeah, but then she comes in and she's actually like having a part in the episode. It's like, cool. They didn't just go, hey, what's up, Peli? And she was like, what's up? And then that was it, right? she was gone.
That's a little Easter egg of her walking in the back,
It's like
an Easter egg.
If you're
going to
bring in these characters, you know, the people who are fans of them, they want to see them do stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm a little bit more like, we probably won't see characters like Chirrut and Baze.
Yeah. I mean, a cool Easter egg, like you said, Pelimoto, we could have him walking around Jeddah. I think they're in Jeddah. And then all of a sudden, we just see them guarding the temple. Mm-hmm. And then it walks by, and then... If you want more about the whole thing they're doing, read Guardian of the Wills. It tells you what they did during this time, you know, blah, blah, blah.
It'd
be cool to
just
see
them. I don't know how they could even tie in Jeddah, but...
You know what I mean.
Star Wars writers, they've done some shit, so...
I mean, we're always on Tatooine, so why can't we always be
on
Jeddah?
Can write an entire TV show on Tatooine.
We're always on Lothal.
Bring it back. Yeah. Seeing Lothal in live action would actually be pretty cool.
I would like that. I think we'll probably see it in the Ahsoka show.
It's a pretty, like, little city. It's on, like, a bay, I think, right? It's right next to some water, I think.
It's also next to, like, a huge crop of wheat.
Yeah, it's... like, it'd be a cool city to actually see in live action. I just didn't like seeing it at Rebels and all the time, because... Because
it's the only thing
I'm gonna come here and cry, because I live here. It's like, okay.
It's literally every other
You know,
episode.
Cassian goes there, he'll be like, Lothal, I hate this place.
This place fucking sucks.
Wouldn't you... Dude, I would love that line. He's like, Lothal, I come here so often, I hate it.
I would like to see a live-action young Ezra in the Andor show.
Be cool.
Be cool. Yeah. Be cool. Or, like, his parents... Like what we did with the game.
Oh,
where I was like, here's Ezra's dad.
Here's Ezra's dad.
He's here.
I love it. Every time you introduce a character, I'm like, oh, we can't kill him.
CJ is the only one who gets that upset. Because he wants to kill everybody.
You're like, oh, it's this guy. I'm like, oh, everybody.
I just want to make it
this
like
this guy's not killable.
Like a deep connected Star Wars universe. You know?
Hey,
I like that kind of stuff. But I also need to introduce more characters you guys can just murder.
This is Dunk Chillingdis.
And he's a murderable
character. He is not a real character.
Until he is somehow.
Until he comes real.
Season
2 is the main villain.
Dunk Chillingdis.
Oh my god, he made it.
He's a green Duros. That's a thing.
Jack Marius Tech Deratrix.
No, Keegan. All right, let's talk about the next bit of news. John Watts, Spider-Man director and soon-to-be Fantastic Four director.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's hopping in to do a Star Wars project. It's a rumor, but I wouldn't be surprised. He's Disney's hot ticket right now. He just made No Way Home.
Young Anakin.
Yippee!
He's really good at directing these youth coming-of-age stories, so here we go.
What if it's Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi as young boy, like Master and Apprentice?
I will buy that rumor if... I'll buy into your tidbit if Liam Neeson is in the Kenobi show. If Liam Neeson's in the Kenobi show, then no. Because you have to hire Liam Neeson to play Qui-Gon Jinn.
I don't think John Watts is going to do that show, movie. That'd be sick, though. Yeah, sick. Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan. Be great, because then we get more Obi-Wan Kenobi, because after Kenobi, we're supposed to be done with him because he's dead everywhere else.
Like, finally, you got a break. You can tell the story of Qui-Gon's apprentice.
Yeah, the one that's decanonized.
Killed his girlfriend.
Yeah, it's decanonized, so why not bring her back?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, and John Watts would be great, because he handles spanning universes pretty well. He was able to mold Spider-Man into two universes, essentially.
He makes my favorite Spider-Man movies, personally.
And then Fantastic Four is probably going to be pretty good. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a prequel show, but also or a movie. But I want him to do something he doesn't need
a
trilogy.
Is it just a project?
It just says project.
Yeah, just a project. It just says Star Wars project. We don't even know if it's a show or a movie.
Could be a show, could be a movie, could be animated, could be he directing one episode of Mandalorian season 3.
Dude, what if he's going to be leading the Ninth Jedi, the story? What if they make that into a thing?
Because I feel like they would give it to the people who made that for Visions, not John Watts.
Well, as far as the studio, yeah, but what about from a writing perspective?
I mean,
they might want to bring in one of these people who's this guy can write.
If they're
going to
continue the Ninth Jedi and make an animated movie trilogy, they're not going to bring in a white guy to do it. They're going to keep the guys they have, plus throw in Kathleen Kennedy, probably. Because they're we got to have her.
Get Kathleen Kennedy out of here. Get her out of here.
Yeah, so, or Filoni, chuck him in there. Yeah, Ahsoka lives this long. Who cares?
Do whatever we want.
She's the 10th Jedi. Shut up.
Yeah, I don't even know, dude. I don't even want to, speculate on what this guy's project is, because there's, a million people supposedly making Star Wars projects, and none of them are making their Star Wars projects.
Taika's got, four projects out right now. Mm-hmm. James Gunn is booked full. He doesn't have a Star Wars project yet, but I feel like he might.
He's a very hot director right
now. Yeah, he's doing another John Cena project. It's Coyote versus Acme. Wile E. Coyote is suing the Acme Corporation, and John Cena plays his lawyer.
That's awesome.
Yep, that's a thing that's happening. So
are John Cena and James Gunn just the stupid movie duo now?
Yeah, season 2 of Peacemaker got greenlit. And
I saw the little scene that happens at the end of Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Came up on my Twitter.
Let's not spoil it for the people, it's a lot.
I'm I kind of wish I got to watch this show now.
Yeah, you can.
Again, I just thought it was
They
did leave two actors out, though. I'm like,
well, apparently, interesting choice. Apparently they put them in there. It wasn't the actors, all doubles except for those two.
Yeah, well, obviously.
They put them in there, but WB told them to edit them out. Because there's body doubles of them all. Even for Cyborg and Batman,
really
spoilers.
Weird. It's really weird.
Yeah, but WB said no, because they got projects coming up. I mean, Cyborg, I'm going to say those two specifically. Cyborg, because Ray Fisher was blacklisted.
Yeah.
Because he was outspoken.
Warner Bros. Will probably never actually work with him again, even though they really should.
Yeah, they should. And then... Batman, because he's showing up in another project.
Were they getting a Cyborg movie? That'd be
sick.
They
were doing one.
Okay. Unfortunate.
Yeah, they were doing one.
I was in the same room as Ray Fisher once. That was cool.
Yeah, I think I was. Yeah,
we were all there. Yeah. It was cool.
And then my buddy Sabrina.
I was like, dude, that's Cyborg down there.
My buddy Sabrina met all of them, except for Gal Gadot. I think she was busy filming, Red Notice, probably.
Just too busy for you, Sabrina.
Not for you.
You explicitly.
Just you. No, you. Oh, she didn't meet Ben Affleck either. He was filming something. It was the other four.
Oh, dude, I would love to meet Ben Affleck, stand outside and have a depressed cigarette with him. That'd be awesome.
That's like Keanu eating muffins on the couch.
You just disgust.
On the bench. So, let's talk about Lego Star Wars. That's going to happen. So, IGN Fan Fest is happening, and they got a bunch of exclusive gameplay and interviews with the guys.
I feel like this was already in, one of their trailers or something, though.
I don't remember, but let's just talk about it.
Okay.
Nearly 400 playable characters. Don't know if this is counting DLC or not. But nearly 400 playable characters.
I don't think it really matters.
And one of the deep
DLC
cuts
is only going to have, 20
cuts,
characters or something?
Yeah, something like that. No, it's probably more like 30.
30 or 40?
Yeah. It's probably going to be 5 in each pack, and there's about 6 or 7 packs, so 30, 40.
It's still over 350 characters.
Yeah. what's his face? The dude who carries the ice cream machine?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be in it. He's a deep cut character.
Yeah, man. There's a
lot. I forget what his name is, and I feel like we should be better at this, but I don't know.
Didn't you send it to me on Twitter?
I did.
Yeah, so you even had the opportunity to read his name.
I'll write it down.
I just saw the message from you that said mystery deep cut character. I was like, ooh, deep cut character. I was like, is it Ahsoka? Because they haven't put her in any trailers yet.
The ice cream guy.
I'm like, and she's starting to feel like a fucking deep cut.
Nah, she's not a deep cut no more. So yeah, I'm excited for Dune. It was like a month. It's a month away.
2 months? Isn't it coming out the same month as Kenobi?
I thought it was April.
Oh, April.
It's
yeah.
Like April 6th, so, right?
Like a little under 2 months, I think.
It's like a month and a week.
Yeah, about.
It's almost March, bro.
That's fact.
Nutso futso.
It is pretty crazy. Yeah. We're almost 3 months into the year.
four months, I get to go on my vacation. I get to go to Disney and then come back and then play Lego Star Wars.
That's pretty nuts.
Probably when if the game comes out.
Nuts. I'm going to spoil the whole game for you while you're on vacation.
I'll just block you.
It's just Star Wars, so there's not much to spoil.
You can spoil some cool characters.
I will block you.
Spoil some deep cut characters like Gonk.
Gonk, we already know he's in the game.
Gonky!
they said it in the trailer. You can live out your dream of walking across Tatooine as a Gonk droid.
Dude,
I might have to do that.
I'm doing it.
I might have
sure.
to just journey across every planet as a Gonk droid.
I hope they have fast Gonk.
I'll super cut it together.
The Gonk's journey, yeah. The Star Wars story.
Yeah, it'll just be him, like, cinematic shots walking across Tatooine,
dude,
Mustafar.
What if that droid story show, each episode is a different droid, and they just have a day in the life, and one of them's a Gonk episode?
Droid story is about R2 and 3PO.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think Anthony Daniels is like, I can't wait to work on this. So
that's fair.
Yeah, I think it's about,
well, because they did droids, and they've done Lego Droid Tales. And
yeah, it's like a revitalization of the old droid cartoon. I think it's going to be live action, though. I believe it's live action.
I mean, Anthony Daniels does the voice.
Either that or it might be like Clone Wars animation, but they're not going back.
They can't focus their efforts on Bad Batch and the droids. I would say...
If the droid show is like a shorts show, we don't even know if it's like a full-length show yet. It could be like 5 to 10 minutes.
They should just do straight-up cartoon. Like, just do a cartoon. Like the Gendy Tarkovsky droids, just in the same vein as the old one.
I just don't know if they ever will. Again. Because they haven't done that in forever.
Haven't done a cartoon in forever.
Yeah, it's been a long
Gendy
time.
Gendy was the last one. Besides, Visions loosely counts because it's anime.
Live action.
Which is animation, but...
3D.
Yeah.
It's happening. Yeah, and they also, like, outsourced anime studios to do those.
They didn't do, like, one studio. It was a bunch doing mini shows.
Yeah.
So, I would love an animated cartoon anime style similar to Gendy. Just 10 episodes.
Just going back into it.
Even if it's The Ninth Jedi, like we were talking about before, whether it's an animated trilogy, an animated show.
The Ninth Jedi just deserves
it just sets
so
up
badly
it sets
to,
up
be,
the most.
To be a cool
I mean,
show.
The not The Elder.
The Elder was cool.
No, The Elder sets up a nice
The Ronin.
The Ronin,
sick.
That would be a sick
show. That got a
show.
Novel.
Yeah.
Apparently he's like gay or something. I don't know.
Who cares?
I don't really care. I just saw that when it came out, I think the writer is like gay or bi or something. And she was like, haha, I put it into my story. And I was like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
cool, I guess.
I'm like,
you know, we talked about
right,
the writer
really changed the story?
Back when the book got announced. So go listen back to that because I don't know off the top of my head. I want to get that book, but I don't read. I read comics, but I don't read novels. I started the Master and Apprentice back
I'm
in
a Dragon
like,
Ball fan. I can't read.
Back in July of last year on my vacation. And I'm still the same amount as I was, just looking at it, feeling my little bookmark. 2 chapters in. First chapter was great. Second chapter threw me off by introducing characters I didn't care about. First chapter was like Obi-Wan and Anakin are escaping. Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon are escaping the huts. And I was like, that's fucking sick. And then chapter two is like, and now we're just chilling in a ship with two, like, smugglers that aren't relevant. And I was like, fucking sweet.
This is where the fun begins.
Yeah. I hear the book is good. I'll get to it eventually. Claudia Gray knows what's up. So, anyway.
Oh, she's the one who's writing the High Republic novel.
A bunch of them, but yeah, she's one of them.
She's writing
Kavan's
the new
bunch.
One. That's
oh, the newest one.
Yeah,
Midnight,
the newest one.
Midnight Horizon?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
One of them?
I don't read.
They got crazy names like Fallen Star, Midnight Horizon.
I've got books with pictures in them, so I can look at the pictures.
Yeah.
I bought the Hyrule Historia. I read that, like, like front to back. I read every single like blurb of information. Can't tell you what any of it says.
Well, speaking of Historias... Good. So keeping up with, I'm just reading something straight up from like Star Wars News Net. So if it sounds like a script, it is. Keeping up with all what that will become easier when DK releases. There you go. See, I didn't write that. Star Wars Timelines this November.
What is DK?
I think it's a distributing company.
Donkey Kong?
Yeah, Donkey Kong is going to release it. The new Star Wars reference book from Kirsten Baver. This is why I wanted to get the copy paste because I want all the people. Jason Fry, Cole Horton, Amy Raichu, Raichu, and Clayton Sandel, Sandel presents the significant events of the Star Wars universe in chronological order. The book goes as far as Star Wars: The High Republic and spans the entire Skywalker saga, and concludes with the fall of the First Order. Events from Star Wars television, games, and comics are included, making this a unified presentation of the Star Wars mythology. Or so you can just hire Hunter to do it.
We talked about this a little bit before you read like the whole news blurb, and it sounded a lot cooler. Now it sounds terrible.
Why?
As far back as the High Republic.
Even I count the High Republic. It's canon.
As far back as the High Republic.
Oh, he doesn't go before that.
Yeah. What about the Old Republic? What
that's
about
not canon.
Darth fucking Revan!
Not canon. Not canon yet.
Come on!
This comes out in November, which means Revan's not
come
canon.
On!
Jesus. What are you doing, Disney? Stop fucking cucking me. Stop giving me blue balls.
Revan's
just make it
not
cool.
canon until
Give
the
me
remake
what I
in 2023.
See. Come on! Stop acting like the High Republic is the beginning of Star Wars.
It's not. It's Dawn of the Jedi.
I hate this. I fucking hate this. They're like, our stuff is the only stuff we're going to talk about. It's like, you guys can't make the Knights of the Old Republic remake and reference Revan as a squad in your fucking shitty movie and then not talk about it as being a real thing. Just... You don't even have to explicitly say anything other than the High Republic was a time of, like, strife between the ancient Sith and the Jedi, and it was led out of its turmoil by the Jedi Revan, you know? It's like a throwaway line. It could be one fucking page with a picture of Revan's mask, you know?
So there's two?
Anything! Come on! I hate this. This sucks. I don't want it anymore. I wanted to buy it when you told me about it. Now I don't.
There's two bits. One, they might not
buy it for Obi-Wan pictures.
They might not be able to talk about it if the Old Republic is canon, because they can't be like, yeah, the Old Republic.
Especially if they're working on their own version of it, which I hope they're not.
Or they're waiting until the remake comes out to recanonize the Old Republic. Because that means they could recanonize all 50 comics.
I honestly just don't see it happening, because if they're going through the effort to make a book that's going to cover this timeline, and they're like, it's the history of Star Wars, but they're not including the thousands of years back, just like a few hundred years, that's fine, that's far enough back for us. Mm-hmm. You know, what about all that stuff we read in the comics about Tithen and the Jedi and the fucking...
That's Dark Horse, all that's not canon anymore.
I know, but it's so cool! It's so cool! You want to talk about the beginning of Star Wars and spanning the whole time period, you gotta go all the way. And I just feel like Disney is dropping the fucking ball by saying,
"Our
Republic is as far back as it goes." It's like, sure, why the fuck not? Where did the Jedi come from before the High Republic? They didn't. They fucking didn't.
Space.
The High Republic was it. This is what you get.
Nah, the opening about the High Republic will be, after many years of Jedi, this is where they had the fucking big spaceship, the Star Citadel, the Starlight, whatever it's called.
Dude, I hate what this podcast has done to me. For the longest time, I was one of those people who's like, oh, it sucks that all that stuff got turned into legends, but it doesn't really affect what I like. And now I'm like, what the hell?
Because you've read some
I'm
of
like,
them.
I'm like,
god
damn it, now I think it's cool. Like, what the fuck?
Man. You only read three volumes and you were like, okay, this is
it
cool.
It makes me wonder if the people who work at Disney have read some of this stuff. And it's like, did you guys realize how cool this is?
Some of the people who wrote this
wealth
them,
of knowledge that you fucking own. You own it. You're not stealing it. You bought it. You paid for
it's
all
still
this.
Your
it's yours. Yeah. You can take these stories and just be like, this also happened. And this also happened.
Well, that's what they
and
do.
And this also happened.
They select things, but they don't want to...
Select the cool shit!
They only select the stuff they need.
I am bummed now about this. I was like, oh, cool, I'll buy this, but now that it doesn't cover Old Republic at all, and it doesn't talk about it like it's a thing, I'm not interested.
Fair enough, I understand.
I can't fucking with this shit anymore, dude. It's like, come on, stop shooting yourselves in the feet. You have all this cool content and all this cool material. Just say, yeah, fine, it's canon.
Literally, it's here.
You literally are still making Star Wars The Old Republic. A new DLC just dropped.
Yeah.
How is this non-canon thing existing next to your canon thing and still being made brand new and updated every single fucking year? It's like, it's mind-boggling to me. It honestly gives me brain worms. I feel like I'm dying. I don't get it, dude. I really just don't fucking get it. They need to acknowledge this shit already.
Headcanon. Star Wars lives in the space that headcanon is canon. Because,
That's just the biggest thing that's killing me is how can you say that all this stuff is not canon, but then continue to make the Old Republic stuff?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you guys doing? Because now you're...
They might have had a contract.
Now you're really confused. I mean, contractual obligations aside, you're confusing the narrative now. Because people who are playing this game and people who get into this are going to be like, oh, so this is old Star Wars, right? And then they start getting to the timeline and Disney's like, but no,
Only High Republic.
We don't talk Oldest about we don't talk Republic. About this. And you're like, but what about all these references to Revan and Malgus and Malik? And it's like, no, no, no. What's her face with the green lightsaber?
Ivar Chris.
What's his face with the Excalibur lightsaber?
I don't remember his name.
Exactly. So cool. Not Obi-Wan.
I only know Ivar Chris.
The guy who was meant to look like Obi-Wan but isn't him, so I don't care.
I don't know who that is.
But it's okay. The dude with the Excalibur lightsaber.
I don't know who that is.
Me neither. He just looks like Obi-Wan. Yeah, no, I didn't read.
I only read volume 1.
I think he's in the novel.
Yeah, oh, definitely not.
Yeah.
I only read the comics. I only read volume 1. And then a little bit of Adventures because I liked one of the arcs. So.
Yeah, I don't know who this guy is. I just typed in High Republic Guy Jedi.
That's good. I like the Wookiee Jedi. He's fun. Oh, his name is. It's probably Barg.
Stellan Geos.
Got a picture?
I'm gonna get a better picture. There he is, not Obi-Wan.
That looks like Raul.
He's a white guy, so.
Oh, that's just a bad picture then. Because he looks like Raul Goli. That's a different guy.
It's the same guy, actually.
It's a very different guy.
He just
doesn't
have facial hair or long hair. This is what he looks like off StarWars.com.
Yeah, it's a white guy.
Yeah, it's mad white.
Yeah.
He's like whiter than white,
just,
which is
the
white.
The first picture you showed me was like,
they were like, shaven. Everybody loves Obi-Wan. Let's just make a guy that looks like him. It's like, we don't like him because he looks the way he does.
Let's just make Jesus. You always gotta have a Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not really on board with what Disney's doing as far as this
far back as before. Oh, where you go. As far back as before the High Republic.
No.
Because they're not going to talk about Old Republic. They're not going to talk about it.
They're going to be
name
like,
dropped it here.
They're going to be like, this is like the best.
What happened right before the High Republic that made them make Starlight Beacon? And you're like, okay, sure, I guess.
I have to fucking check this book out myself. I need to see it. I need to see what it looks like. I'm going to have to look up what all the other people who get the early copies are saying and what they think is cool. Because I'll probably want to get it just for the sake of the history of the stuff I like,
sure.
You know, between like episodes 1 and 7.
I mean, Theory and Explained will definitely get them.
Yeah.
Theory, Explained always gets the books early. I don't know how Theory does, but Explained always gets them.
Theory, he has connections to people. Yeah. Explained, I think, pretty much works, like, with Disney.
It's possible.
Like, the way Disney treats Star Wars Theory, they treat, like, no other YouTuber.
You mean Explained?
Yeah, even him.
Too many.
They're like, whatever. Yeah. No, Star Wars Theory gets treated like shit by Disney. Star Wars Explained is not.
Yeah.
Because Star Wars Theory will come out and be like, Disney, I fucking hate what you're doing with Star Wars. Star Wars Explained will be like, Disney, keep doing what you're doing. Keep giving me free shit, and I will keep talking about it like it's my favorite.
Well, it's because Star Wars Theory theorizes, while Star Wars explains what's happening. Yes, they have their own theories, but they never explicitly shit on the company that they're getting all their money from. They get revenue from Star Wars fans.
That's why I respect Theory more, though. And,
that's fair.
You know, sometimes I don't agree with him, but I do respect that he wears his opinion on his sleeve. You know, mm-hmm. If he doesn't like something, it's his right to not like it, and mm-hmm. he'll say it. He's not just going to be like, oh, no, Disney, I want some Disney money. I want some free shit, you know, so I'm just going to be like, oh, yeah, I love this.
This was
you know,
great.
This is what it means to be a fan, to call out the things you don't like when they're making things that you just don't like.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do on here all the time.
Yeah.
We talk about the shit we don't like.
As much as I love Star Wars, there are many things I do not love.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's like my favorite thing, but I hate so much of it.
Oh, dude, totally off topic, but the noise I just made reminded me of goo.
Goo.
And I was watching Tacoma FD, and one of the characters goes, goo. And I was like, ah, yeah, there it is!
See, it's not just us.
It's not just us.
Oh, people are crap.
Anyway, so back on to Star Wars. I'm excited. I'll buy it, but I hope that they do incorporate something.
I'm gonna look into it before I buy it.
When
you were telling me about it, I was like, instant buy. Now that I've read a little bit about it, I was like, skepticism.
We should just write our own book.
We should.
And pitch it to Disney. And be like, this is the headcanon chronology of every fan, not just us.
Do a 2 to 3 paragraph synopsis of every story.
Yeah.
Like 300 pages.
Exactly. We can get it done.
And we hand that to Disney and be like, fuck you.
And they'll be, fuck you.
And they'll be like, what? And they'll be like, this is what you should have made. And they'll be like, we like it. I swear to God, if the Clone Wars is like 3 pages, I'm going to shit. We covered the Clone Wars in 3 pages.
Well,
like, nope.
And this is
like going to
cover like
pages.
The history of each war and all that kind of stuff. So
I'm skeptical because it'll either be this really big Historia chronology, or it'll be like 50 pages. And they'll be like, we're going to take like 3 pages to talk about each thing. Like, no! Well, talk about each battle. They got like
6 writers on here.
Battles.
So they're probably going to put each writer on a different spot.
Who died? Who was the leader of the battle? You know, talk about cool shit.
Yeah.
Make, if you're going to make nerdy Star Wars shit that's going to cost a premium, make it worth my money.
Talk about Ki-Adi-Mundi's harem.
Yeah. It's canon. Talk about how he's got like 5 wives because his species is going extinct, so and the Jedi fuck. Were like, all right, you can fuck. Just don't get attached.
He's the only one who gets to fuck. He's not attached.
That's why people think that Grogu is Yoda's kid. They're like, oh, maybe Yoda and Yaddle were, like, going extinct.
And that's why...
And they fucked.
That's why Yaddle left the Jedi Order.
It's not why she left. She fucking blew up.
Shut up.
She died.
She left after she gave birth, and then she blew up. That's why Grogu...
Why did she leave and then blow up?
To give birth.
But she blew up at the Jedi Temple.
In episode 3?
No. In a comic book, saving Anakin's life.
Baby Anakin?
Yeah, like a young Anakin, like, he just got to the Jedi Temple, and he's, like, 13.
Was that a Marvel comic?
I don't know what it was.
If it's Dark Horse, not canon.
It doesn't really matter, though, because Yaddle's not around anymore. Not canon. So she probably blew up, still.
She might be in the High Republic, apparently.
That would make sense.
Lola!
She's old.
How about you don't bark?
She's old like Yoda.
No. Thank you. No, not come for here. You.
Come here.
Yeah, sorry, guys, I have a dog. Yeah, nor do I want to edit this.
She's got to come get some love.
She just needs to, because people are opening the door.
Got to be distracted.
Courtney's got some stuff.
Easy.
She's good. Easy. All right, let's move on to our topic of the week. We've got Mandalorian Season 2.
Yeah, I went pretty bare bones on the notes for this one.
So we've watched it like 4 times.
I hijacked the wiki synopsis. I'm going to keep it real with you guys. Because we already covered Book of Boba, and because we obviously watched Book of Boba Fett, there's not as much to talk about in this season, because a lot of this season is set up for what we thought was going to come after. And now that we've seen what comes after, it's just like, okay.
Yeah, so if we did this before Book of Boba, which is honestly what I wanted to do, but then we started getting really into the comics, and then Book of Boba came out, and we were like, fuck it, let's just watch all of Book of Boba and cover it slowly in increments so we can get all our theories out there. I don't know if I liked the format that much or if I liked it too much. It's one of those in-betweens where I want to try it with Kenobi. Be like, all right, we're going to cover each episode. Give or take, we'll cover it in chunks, depending. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
But like Bad Batch, doing it in 2 parts was a lot more.
We also have to just get better about sitting down on the time slots that we etched out for the show and actually like doing it.
We're busy boys.
You know, sometimes on a Saturday, we'll just be like, yeah, I don't feel like doing it. Yeah, just do it during the week.
We have Monday off, so we're good. This is a Monday,
by the way. That's why I pushed it this week. I also felt like shit on Saturday.
It's fine.
I was like, all right, let's hit it.
Yeah, I was just bogging down. I was like, my brain's here today. Lola.
I was like, let's get it.
Yeah, so, Mando Season 2.
Mando Season
2. Filoni, Favreau, Bryce Dallas Howard, yeah, the gang's all here.
I didn't put any show history this time.
It's okay, we know what the Mandalorian
is. Yeah, I didn't think people really gave a shit either which way.
All right, hit us up.
All right, so let's just jump right in. Mando Season 2, Chapter 9, because the chapters continue on from the last season.
Yeah, the Marshal.
So, we didn't just skip a large portion of the podcast. Chapter 9 is the first episode of Season 2. Chapter 9, The Marshal. Din Djarin, by the way, this is all from Wikipedia, but every time it says The Mandalorian, I cross that out and put his name, because we got his fucking name now, so we don't need to call him The Mandalorian all the time.
Mando.
Grogu will still be called The Child up until the point in the synopsis where they give him the name Grogu.
Yeah.
There's
a Wikipedia article that keeps getting edited. It's Pedro's Wikipedia article. It keeps getting edited, keep putting Grogu as his child, son, and they keep taking it off.
I love that.
The dedication.
All right, let's jump in. Din Djarin has been tasked with returning his charge
to his people.
To its people, the Jedi. He begins searching for other Mandalorians who he believes can help him find the Jedi, and is directed to a rumored Mandalorian operating in the Tatooine town of Mos Pelgo.
Freetown, as it will later be called.
Yeah, it's still Mos Pelgo right now. In Mos Pelgo, he learns that there is no Mandalorian, but is confronted by Marshal Cobb Vanth.
The boy!
He's wearing
Timothy Oliphant.
Boba Fett's Beskar armor. Vanth explains that he freed his town from the control of the mining collective using the armor which he bought from Jawas in the desert.
After
they forced him out of...
Where did he get the armor?
Where did Cobb get the armor? From the Jawas.
Yeah, where do they get it?
From the Boba.
Book of Boba Fett.
From the Boba Fett.
From the Boba Fett.
Which we all, obviously, were theorizing for a while.
Makes sense. The only way he would get it. He steals it off Boba's body.
He just goes, oh, this is mine now.
Yeah, well, for a while we were all like, oh, yeah, did he just take it off like a dead boba out in like the sand? Or, but no, then he was like, hey, he got it off the Jawas. Yeah. So
he says he bought it from Jawas.
Yeah, but in the comics, we see the scene too.
Yeah.
He steals a thing of crystals from the miners who attack his town. He didn't even know what's in it. He just takes it and runs away into the desert, passes out, the Jawas find him. And it turns out the crystals he had in the ice cream machine were very valuable.
Yeah.
So they're like, what do you want, man? He's like, water. They're like, well, what else do you want? Because this crystal is worth a lot more than water. And he's like, the armor. And he gets the armor.
Yeah, pretty sick.
It's pretty sick. The town is now frequently attacked by a crate dragon. And the beast passing by stops Vanth and Din from having a shootout in the cantina. Vanth agrees to give the armor back to Din and the Mandalorian people in exchange for helping people kill the crate dragon.
That's their only problem right now.
It's the only problem at the moment. Aside from Tuskens.
they become friends.
Yeah, they will. I mean it's not like we're going to see Tuskens hanging out in Freetown after the fact, but it doesn't matter.
Tuskens are cool.
It's okay.
Maybe we'll see him at the end of in Mandalorian season 3.
See Boba's Tusken trainer.
Yeah.
Din arranges an agreement between the villagers of Mos Pelgo and a local clan of Tusken raiders to work together to kill the crate dragon in exchange for peace between the groups.
Because Din knows the language.
Yeah, he speaks Tusken, which we still just don't.
He just learned it. He picked it up.
Swear to God, if season 3 doesn't go into this, I'm going to be so, like, fucking pissed. How do you just learn Tusken?
Maybe it's in the Kamino, not Kamino, that's well, he's not Mandalore. From... It's in the Mandalorian archives.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to believe?
That's what I'm going to say.
That's what we're going to go with?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're rocking with? Something tells me that the ancient Mandalorians weren't exactly down for, yeah, you know, and making nice with the Tuskens. But
yeah, maybe.
All right.
You know, them being basically terrorists.
Let's just rock with it. They lure out the crate dragon, which is ultimately killed by Din. Watch the kid. What? Boom!
Oh my god, he always goes into the monster's mouths.
He's like, I'm just gonna go die. He leaves with Vanth's armor, watched by a scarred Boba Fett. And that's the end of the first episode of season 2.
Yeah. Boba Fett.
And this is where I first got pissed, because a bunch of people online were like, is your Captain Rex? I'm like, are you people, like, stupid?
It's obviously Boba Fett.
I'm like, who the hell do we know that looks like that, probably, after falling into a goddamn, you know, acid monster?
He's looking for his armor.
Like, you guys are, like, dumb, huh?
Captain Rex wouldn't be carrying a gaffy stick around. He'd be carrying
looking for
a
Boba Fett's armor.
Yeah. Like, what? What are you talking about?
And a lot of people also were questioning, why didn't he just go and get his armor from Cobb Vanth? Have you ever tried to fight a Mandalorian with a gaffy stick? Probably wouldn't have worked out too well for him.
No, he had to, get it.
You know, even if Cobb isn't a Mandalorian, he obviously knew how to use
and he's
the armor.
A fucking sharp shooter. Boba had no guns.
Boba's gonna roll up like, I want that armor. And Cobb's gonna be like, well, then come take it.
Yeah, literally what happened to Mando. They were about to have a shootout and the Krayt Dragon showed up.
Boba walk up, he'd be like, no, I press some buttons on the wrist and be like, see, that's my father's chain coat.
That's my shit.
That's my armor. And then Cobb will still be like, I don't care.
Now get out of my town.
Now go away. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Burn boy.
No. Boba the burn boy.
Boba, burn boy, Boba.
Oh, no.
That's who he is, dude.
The Bicta boy.
That's what he looks like when he comes out of the hole. He's got all scars.
He looks very bad.
Many, many days being dragged around in the sand and the sun cooking like a piece of bacon.
And then only when he gets the back to bath is he okay. It's
Burn Boy Boba. Chapter 10. The Passenger.
Yeah,
this,
man.
This is the episode that gets everybody
the ant lady
all tight.
And the ant person.
Gotta love this episode.
You saw him in season 1. We talked about it.
Din returns to Pelimoto's hangar on foot after surviving an ambush by raiders and losing his speeder.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he does that funny fucking thing to the little guy who wants his jetpack, where he just sends him up and drops him down on his ass and kills him. Gotta love that.
Fun stuff.
He's a beast. He agrees to take a frog lady and her eggs from Tatooine to the estuary moon Trask, where her husband...
Does it literally say frog lady?
Yeah. She doesn't have a name. She's a frog lady. I don't know if we have a species for her. You can look it up if you want.
I'm good. I like Frog Lady in the official Wikipedia.
Yeah, well, it's not on Wikipedia. It's on Wiki, so anybody can write those Wiki things.
Yeah, but they also fact check everything with references.
Yeah, well, if the fact checker doesn't know what the fuck it's called, they're going to be like, yeah, Frog Lady.
Sure. Frog Lady.
Yeah, sure, Frog Lady. In exchange for information on other Mandalorians, due to the egg's fragility, they must travel at slow sublight speeds. Oh no, light speed.
But
and Mando gets all pissed because he's like, this is the only thing that's keeping me safe is moving fast. And Pelly's like, I don't care.
Grogu eats him, though. Nom,
fuck
nom.
It. On their journey, they are confronted by X-Wing fighters who force Din to a nearby ice planet where because he is wanted by the New Republic for his role in the prison break from season one. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
We just talked about it not too long ago. You can check out our last episode on the Mandalorian. He ultimately crash lands on the planet's surface while trying to evade the fighters. While Din fixes his ship, the child pulls his attention to the frog lady who snuck away to a hot spring to keep her eggs warm. The child then stumbles upon numerous eggs inside the ice cave. He reaches in and he takes a bite, and I threw up. Inside the ice cave. It's just horrible. Inside the ice cave, which hatched to reveal a swarm of spider-like creatures. Din, the child, and the passenger retreat and are trapped in the Razor Crest until the X-Wing pilots find them and kill the creatures. They explain that because Din helped apprehend his accomplices from the prison break, they will drop the arrest warrant and leave him with a warning. You're not going to help me get out of here? I have a dying frog lady and eggs. Fuck you. After the Mandalorian finishes the repairs, the tattered Razor Crest takes off and resumes its journey to Trask.
Yeah, bro. They're like, peace.
This goes back into that thing we were talking about a couple episodes ago where the Mando was a ship always getting fucked up.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it's fine. I'll just get it up and we'll go.
This is the season where it only gets fucked up all the time, mm-hmm. always.
And to the point of goodbye.
Yeah. When he has to take public transport until he gets his Naboo starship.
Oh, I have no ship.
Time to take public transport and see Greedo's kid.
I don't really like this episode, and I don't really have a lot of notes for it.
It was cool. I always like...
Cool to see.
I always like Star Wars characters against white backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Hoth is awesome. I think it's Scarif. That's the salt planet that they're on. No, it's not Scarif. Scarif is the Crate. Hawaii planet, Crate. I love Crate's design. I love the juxtaposition of darker characters on this bright white landscape.
I remember in episode 8, they got to Crate, and I was like, ooh, this is where the movie gets good.
And then they just licked the salt.
And then nothing really gets good.
They just licked the... More!
The ski speeders are cool.
Yeah.
And then Rose crashing into Finn with her ski speeder... Which arguably could have killed both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Bad choice.
Yeah. Finn's arc would have been done, but they're like, nah, yeah. He needs to be in the next one.
Finn can do something really heroic here. Oh, well, here comes Rose, almost killing the both of them, making this happen. Now Finn has to run all the way back across with Rose's body. Good job, Rose. You really did them a solid here.
All the fucking...
I don't know about you. I was Hux. I would be like, what's that? Two people down there, more! Right in front of our walkers. Kill them.
More.
They are literally running across the field right now.
Hit it with a more.
Kill them. More. Yeah. Enough.
Yeah, so I did like the aesthetic of the episode, but the spiders are pass.
Yeah.
And the frog lady is just a side quest that feels stupid because Grogu eats the children. He doesn't stop them.
She rewires that one droid and she speaks through it. That was kind of cool.
That was tight.
It makes me wonder, what does she know? What is she capable of?
What does she know?
What can she do?
Well, she's probably a rebel person.
What's she doing?
If she had rebel connections.
What's frog lady doing? We don't know if she had rebel connections. She was just hanging out in a bar on Tatooine.
Hello, babies, please.
I have babies.
Tell your green boy to stop fucking eating them.
Din's like, that thing's a murderer. She's like, I'm just talking.
Oh, yeah, Zero. Yeah, Zero's head's in there.
Yes!
Do
you
have cool.
anything else you want to say about this lovely episode?
I do like Filoni and... oh, goody, a chair. I do like Filoni and, I just call him the Kim Convenience Dad. I like that he's in this again. Mm-hmm. I think his name is Pack something.
I honestly don't know. Like, if I'm not, like, a huge fan of the person or, like, their
work,
I
just know him as Kim's Convenience
Dad. Don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't really seen him in anything else that I can really pick him out on, so.
Kim's Convenience is the Simu Liu show.
Yeah.
Before he became Shang-Chi. Yeah, it's a Canadian sitcom. Courtney's watched a couple seasons, at least when I've been around, and it's pretty solid. It's not bad. Yeah, I like that Simu Liu still shows up in it mm-hmm. after being.
He's got it. He's still the show that he's on.
Yeah, he's the oldest son. He still does things.
Gotta be in the show.
He's not in all the episodes, obviously, because he's filming superhero stuff. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's about it. Trapper Wolf's there. So. Right? Is it Trapper Wolf? Yeah,
Trapper Wolf is there. Yeah.
Filoni's chilling. That's like his second appearance, I think.
Oh, I'm going to totally make a note for this podcast right now. You got to start putting your phone on silent when we do this.
But it didn't make any noise.
It did.
When?
It just went...
Did it?
Yeah, you just got a notification.
Oh.
And I've noticed, listening back to the show, sometimes we get the random of the whole table, like, vibrating.
It's because
it's like,
a vibrating table.
What the fuck?
I'll put it in my pocket. That's my bad.
I'm like, bruh.
I was like, it is on silent.
It's like getting randomly shot in the head.
No, it's on vibrating. That's my bad.
Listening to the podcast. Because I try to listen back sometimes to see if we got any, like, fuck-ups or anything in there.
There's a bunch.
There's all this stuff. But that's just us.
Editing is more difficult.
The ones with the phone are definitely the ones that jump out to me. As like, I'm just listening along, and then I'm like, holy shit.
Whoopsie.
It's like trying to fall asleep to it.
Up.
All right, Chapter 11, The Heiress. At Trask, Din has the locals fix his ship as best they can. The Frog Lady reunites with her husband, and they direct into a local inn. Din to the local inn. That rhymes. That's fun. I'm going to put that in a rap song later. Where he can find information on other Mandalorians. A Quarren fisherman offers to take Din and the others.
Quarren.
Din to the others. Yeah, you know what the Quarrens are?
Yeah, the little squid. Yeah, like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they're gross. They're enemies of the Mon Calamari.
They're pretty gross. They can be friends. A Quarren fisherman offers to take Din and... to the others, but on board the fishing ship, he is ambushed by the fishermen who want to sell his armor. Dude, they just launch Grogu into the water. They're like, fuck this thing. Boof. Who cares?
Bye. Goodbye.
Din the Child are rescued by three Mandalorians, Axe Wolves and Koska Reeves, both led by Bo-Katan Kryze.
Yeah, dude. Axe Wolves, remember him?
Nope. After saving Din, Bo and her crew remove their helmets and expose Din's creed as a sham in their eyes. At which point, Din's like, oh, well, you guys are like fake Mandalorians, and he leaves. After he's ambushed at the docks by more Quarrens, he's saved again by Bo, who enlists his help in seizing the weapons from an Imperial freighter exchange for information on the Jedi.
That's where you get the guy from Bosch. He's in it. Bosch is there.
What?
This is a TV show called Bosch or Bosch.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the bounty hunter.
No, that's Bosk. Bosch. Bosch. Yeah, no. That would be cool if he was in it. He's dead-ish.
I'm like, dude, what? I'm like, wasn't he in a comic?
Yeah, he was. He's dead-ish. It's not confirmed whether or not Leia killed him or not. Just took his armor.
I want to be dead-ish.
No, there's an actor. It's the dude who kills the two guys.
Yeah.
And he sacrifices himself to try to blow up the Mandalorians.
Oh, yeah.
That's the guy from Bosch or Bosch or Bosk, whatever the show's called.
Okay.
I don't know his name. I just know that I saw
him. Is this a show you watch?
No. I just know
his face. So we're just talking about
it. I just know his face.
Okay.
I remember seeing that and go, that's the guy from that show. Oh, he's dead, I guess. Cool.
All right.
Cool.
Hey, man. It's always
for
fun.
For the Empire.
Fun to have little references in there.
That's like a Daniel Craig showing up as a First Order trooper.
Always fun. Yeah, so they want to get the weapons off of the ship so that they can reconquer Mandalore. The Imperial captain is instructed by Moff Gideon to crash the ship, but his efforts are stopped by Bo, who questions the captain about the Darksaber. He kills himself.
Yep, that guy.
It says that. He kills himself.
It's that guy.
And Bo directs Din to meet the Jedi Ahsoka Tano in the city of Caladan on the forest planet of Corvus. Say that 10 times
yeah.
fast. With the Razor Crest partially repaired, Din and the child continue on their journey. It's got leaking stuff, this little squid thing drops off the ship's roof onto Grogu's face, and Grogu's like, ah! And Din's like stop doing that. And he takes it and moves it away. He's like, eat this. And that's the episode.
Yeah, man.
You get 12. To see Bo-Katan.
I like to see the Mandalorians. They're cool. Koska Reeves is cool.
Yeah. I mean,
Axe Wolves should have been in more episodes, but he was like outie.
Well, they had to have their all female scene at the end of the season. That's pretty much the only reason I can personally think of, unless a scheduling conflict. But the only thing I could think of is we have to have this all female scene at the end of the season.
But at least it makes sense.
So we're going to have him just go away.
But at least it works.
I was wondering, did he die? Is he doing something else right
still
now?
Still alive, apparently.
We don't know. So, Chapter 12, The Siege.
Bum, 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 bum.
The Razor Crest requires further repairs before it can reach Corvus, so Din and the child take a detour to Navarro. Oh, this episode sucks. To Navarro, where they are reunited with their allies, Cara Dune and Greef Karga.
Oh, this episode's okay. This is the one directed by, what's his face? Carl Weathers.
Yeah, he's the main character in every shot.
Yeah, because he's
he has a line in every shot. I'm like, dude, it's hilarious when this dude becomes director. He's like, I will do the most.
Greef Karga's cool.
This is gonna be a grief episode. It's gonna be for Karga.
This is where the Mistral is.
Somebody
in the
asked him if he's coming back for season 3. He's like, yes, directing gonna be great. I'm like, of course.
So he's gonna be.
I'm like, of course, another Greef Karga episode. Oh yes, it's a shame Marshall Dune had to move along, but I am still here.
It's a shame that Marshall Dune and the Mithral, who finally paid off his debt to me, are both gone. It's just me.
She took him because she
took
thought
him
he'd
to
be
jail.
More use.
But Mayfeld is here and he's cool.
Mayfeld, what's up? Didn't get canceled for shit talking Star Wars. Welcome back.
Oh man,
love it.
That's gonna be an interesting set.
While the Razor Crest is being repaired, Din is shown how much things have improved on Navarro since he was last there under the stewardship of Karga as magistrate and Dune as the marshal. The last challenge that they are facing is a remaining Imperial base on the planet, and Din agrees to help them destroy it. After leaving the child in a classroom, and he eats some macaroons.
Stealing some cookies.
Stealing them away. They head off and discover that the base is being used as a laboratory by Dr. Pershing, who we'll see in The Bad Batch Season 2, to conduct experiments with the child's blood, which
will
has
we?
A high M count. Yeah, we already talked about this on our last episode. You can listen back if you want to hear about
it. We theory-crafted it?
Yeah, we theory-crafted
it. Okay. I thought you were just confirming that you read something. I was like, I didn't hear about that.
No, he said he's going to be Lamasu's boy.
That makes sense.
We're going to see him
makes
when
sense.
They go to Mount Tantus. Yeah.
She'll be like, "Is Omega okay?" They'll be like, "Yeah." And then Dr. Pershing will be like, "That's Dr. Pershing." He's going to be like, "Don't kill me." And they're going to be like, "Okay."
Yep. Because they can't kill him. It's like your characters in our game.
So they need more of the child's blood because it's got a high M count. And for those of you who don't like the prequels, that's midichlorian count. That's right. The prequels exist and they are not getting rid of midichlorians.
Midichlorians are vibing.
They need a scientific reason to explain why force.
M count.
They destroy the base and escape, pursued by stormtroopers on speeder bikes and TIE fighters. Dune and Karga manage to stop the speeder bikes while Din destroys the TIE fighters with his repaired Razor Crest. Din and the child then leave for Corvus, unaware that an Imperial spy working as a ship hand on Navarro has planted a tracker on the crest from Moff Gideon.
Oh no.
Oh no, now they know where everyone is going all the time and they know how to get us and where we're going to be. Fuck.
But that pushes us to the Ahsoka episode, so we're in.
Yeah.
This episode was fine.
I actually thought this was the Boba Fett episode, so when I said it to Christina as this episode was coming, I was like, this is like the best episode in the season. And then I was like, oh wait, this is the Ahsoka episode. This is like the second best episode in the season. I was like, not even third. It's like, okay, this episode. You know,
the Greef Karga episode is fine, and then the one that comes after is tight.
Nice. Chapter 13, The Jedi. Din and the child arrive at the city of Caladan on the planet of Corvus to find the population living in fear of the city's magistrate, Morgan Elsbeth, and her guards, including a hired mercenary named Lang.
He's cool. I hope he comes back.
Dude, Scott Lang, he's the best. Elsbeth offers to give Din a spear of Beskar steel in exchange for killing Ahsoka. Din finds Ahsoka outside the town, and before they can do battle, he explains he was sent by Bo-Katan and presents the child to her.
I was sent by Bo-Katan!
I was sent by Bo-Katan to find you. She's like, that's even worse. She kills him.
Got him.
And that's the end of The Mandalorian.
Apparently, there was an interview with Pedro recently, and he was talking about how he uses a bedtime voice for his Mandalorian, and it's not really appropriate for kids. And I was like, then stop doing it.
And now that I heard him say that, I'm like, bruh.
You listen back, and you're like,
this is his sexy voice. Yep. This is fucked.
I'm the Mandalorian. Would you like to have sex with me?
How are you? I have to see the child. What?
Where's the boy? Where's Grogu?
I think I'm going to take all of his scenes as Maxwell Lord and just intercut his sexy bedtime Mando
talking
voice.
To, like, Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Talking to his son. I want to see the child.
Where's the boy?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Using the Force, Ahsoka determines the child's name is Grogu. That's right. We're going to be calling him Grogu for the rest of the episode.
No, Grogu.
And that he had begun training as a Jedi before the rise of the Empire.
Let's talk about Grogu real quick. Did you ever think his name was going to be that? Grogu.
I had really no preconceived notions.
Well, because for the naming conventions for the Yoda race, I thought it was like Yoda and Yaddle. Exactly. Yeah. It's Yogu. It's Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo!
But Grogu is like, so, okay.
You know, right. I mean, like, off the top of the brain, something with Yi in it would have been fun.
Yida.
Like Yida or Yeedle.
Yeedle.
Yido, you know, something.
Yido.
But... Because Yi was big.
Yeah.
We're like, Yi. Yeah, like all the time.
Filoni and Favreau were like, but Grogu.
I did see on Twitter before I watched the episode, someone was like, they really named the kid Goku? And I was like, did they? And then I watched it, and it was Grogu. And I was like, okay.
I see where they're confusing it, though. Haha, funny.
For a while, like a week, I had trouble remembering the name and like saying it. I just kept calling him Baby Yoda. And we still call him Baby Yoda from time to time, but... The name sits well with me now.
Grogu, yeah, because
I don't
like,
dislike
it's not
it.
Ugly.
You know, I don't.
It's like
hate
one of those
it.
Things that with time, like
I imagine
if cupcakes weren't called cupcakes, but they were called fancy pastries or something like that. Like, it's
cake
a chuffin.
Dumps.
It's a chuffin.
Dude, cake dumps.
It's a colorful muffin. It's a chuffin.
Dude, I would eat a chuffin.
Yeah, but cupcake sounds much better than chuffin.
Hit me with a raspberry chuffin. I want a chuffin with sprinkles. Chocolate chuffin.
You know what? Chuffin might be good.
Chuffin might
be superior.
I think you might have actually just discovered the better word.
For cupcake. It's a chuffin.
Chuffin. I don't know, because chuffin could also be chocolate muffin.
It could be.
That's hard. Yo, hit me with a chuffin. You go into the bakery and say that, and you watch the fucking person behind the counter like... grab for like 18 different things.
What
they're
is a
like,
chuffin?
Wait a minute. And they're like, could you elaborate? And you're like, nope.
Chuffin it is.
And they're like, alright, they give you a chocolate muffin, you're like, I hate this, and you leave.
It's not a cupcake.
This isn't a cupcake. And they'll be like, where the fuck did you get chuffin? Cake muffin? That'd be cuffin.
Cake muffin, that's what it
that's
is.
That's a cuffin.
That's a caffin.
A caffin? A
cake.
You're going for the C-A.
Yeah,
The K. That just sounds like you're trying to say, like, coffin, but you're from Florida or something.
Coffin.
Yeah, it's a caffin.
I need some caffy.
You got your caffy.
That is not a Florida accent. That's more like a bad Boston.
I lived in Florida.
Oh, that's what they sound like?
They say chaclet.
Oh, that's not real.
Yeah, they do.
Did they say dag?
Yeah, they say dag and chaclet.
And then I started, when I was living down there, I remember, I'll never forget it. I said chocolate one day, and my mom was like, what the fuck did you just say? And I was like, what? She goes, it's chocolate.
Chalk.
I'm like, oh. Choco. I'm like, I don't know.
Chocolate.
I'm like, I've been living here too long.
Hey, ma'am, I need some chocolate.
Dude, they speak weird down there.
They speak gator down there.
They think we speak weird up here.
We do speak weird.
We do.
We have like weird, like, hey, we can't get out of here. Hey,
bro, your Tim's a bussin'.
the Ragusi over here.
Oh, God. I saw one yesterday.
The Grogusi.
I saw one yesterday. It's the little gap in between the stove and the counter. And someone's like, oh, and someone threw, like, dropped some food in there. They're like, dude, you're feeding the stove-ussy.
No.
I'm like, ugh, get out of here. Like calling it a stove-ussy.
Courtney, why do you have three assault rifles? Even Lola looks
offended by that one.
You had the opportunity to pick up not three assault rifles, but you picked up three assault rifles.
I'm so happy you can't see what my Fortnite like gun loadout looks like on the reg. I have like six shotguns all the time.
No, I saw her pass like a green. Look at those guns. Pick up the shotgun. Why do you have three assault rifles?
Courtney, don't listen to him. You can do what you want.
I'm not gonna use it.
Yeah, but there's also like, oh, there's a blue.
He doesn't even know how to play this game.
I'm okay. I just don't build because building's for losers who know how to play.
Dude, we got like five-year-olds on here that play Fortnite and build.
Oh no!
All right, let's keep going.
Keep moving. What's next?
Keep going.
Oh, stop that episode.
Hold up. Wait. she agrees to help continue his training if Din helps defeat Elsbeth.
And they do that.
They do. They defeat Elsbeth, Din kills Lang, and Ahsoka goes, where's Grand Admiral Thrawn? And then afterward, Ahsoka's like, I'm not training him because he's too attached to you. And Din's like, I feel like I got cucked. She's like, it's okay. she's like, I'm just not going to do it, but someone else might. So it's go to Luke. Tython, have him sit on a rock, and then if he wants to, a Jedi will come to him if he puts out that vibe.
Cal Kestis might show up, which we really
just
theory
we
was.
Super like fucking hard just cut down this episode.
Yeah.
And Din gets to leave with the Beskar spear because Ahsoka's like, what the fuck are we gonna do with it? And she gives it to him.
We thought it was gonna be Cal Kestis for sure.
Oh, I was saying it was gonna be Cal so hard
because it made more sense at the end because that game just came out.
It had just come
out. And at the end of the game, he's like, I'm gonna go find babies and stuff.
But if you think about it now, it makes more sense that it wasn't because how many people didn't play the game and would have been like, is that Cameron Monaghan? He's a Jedi? Who is this guy? You know? And then they're like, oh, play the video game, right? And it's like, I have to play a video game?
Yeah, people would have been like, what the fuck?
Not just a video. I have to play a Dark Souls to figure out who this guy is. Play
on easy mode. It's not Dark Souls.
It's like a Light Souls. Chapter 14, The Tragedy, for me personally, like the best episode.
This is
of
the
season.
Boba one, right?
Sick, yeah.
This is the first Boba where he smacks that dude.
This is where
this is
where we thought we were getting the precedent for what the actual series that he was getting. Because
that's
look
what
like.
Rodriguez said. This is going to be every episode of the Book of Boba Fett. Okay, he just sleeps a lot.
Chapter 14, The Tragedy. Din takes Grogu to the ancient temple in Tython and places him on the Seeing Stone at its center. Grogu meditates and is surrounded by a protective energy field and Force butterflies. These Force butterflies can also be seen in the Darth Vader comic when Anakin is like deeply meditating in on the Force and thinks about his life. Boba Fett soon arrives with the mercenary Fennec Shand, who Din had previously left for dead on Tatooine in Season 1. Fett explains that the armor worn by Cobb Vanth belonged to him, as his father Jango was a Mandalorian foundling. I'm here for the armor you got from Cobb Vanth on Tatooine.
It's mine. It's my dad's.
It's mine.
I need it.
It's my father's chain code. Din agrees to return the armor in exchange for the safety of Grogu just as Moff Gideon arrives and deploys stormtroopers. Fett, Fennec, and Din repel the stormtroopers' attack, during which Grogu finishes meditating and the energy field around him disappears.
This episode reveals that Fennec was saved by Boba by getting cybernetic implants in her tummy.
It does do that.
Yeah.
We get to see her like he's like, how are you alive? And she opens her tummy.
She blesses.
He's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. He's I'm like, does works. It? I guess we're Star Wars.
Book of Boba Fett, baby. Go watch it.
Why the fuck not? Gideon destroys the Razor Crest from orbit. Now, it's funny because in the lead up to this, I was like, when do you think they're going to destroy the Razor Crest so they can sell us a new toy? And then there it goes.
Yeah.
Before deploying his dark troopers who succeed in capturing Grogu. To honor their deal, Fett and Fennec promise to help Din get Grogu back. Travel in Fett ship Slave 1 to Navarro and ask Dune's help in breaking out the criminal Miggs Mayfeld.
Yeah, the boy!
So that he can help them.
He's back, baby. I was so upset he didn't show up in Book of Boba Fett. I thought he was going to be in one episode of every show. Love him. Bill Burr's hilarious.
Yeah, this episode's sick. Because we just get to see Boba come back and do really cool Boba stuff.
Ass.
And then we're like, oh, this is what his entire show is going to be about. Right, let's talk about chapter 15, The Believer.
Yeah, this is where Mayfeld gets a little bit of redemption. And he's, I was a stormtrooper. He's an Imperial sharpshooter. Different.
I think he says that in season 1.
Yeah, he goes, I'm not a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, he was an Imperial sharpshooter. And Jin goes, that's not saying much. He goes, I was on the Stormtrooper. Yeah. He's like, oh, he's like offended. That's what you're saying, yeah. I love that one.
And then at the end of the show, at the end of season one, we see the Scout Troopers are shit.
This episode's actually also really good.
This is a good one.
It gets into more of the like emotional side of characters.
Yeah, war. Like, we get to see Mayfeld go, yeah, my whole platoon got fucking axed because of you, and then he shoots that guy. And yeah. I was like, whoa! From
Operation Cinder, which we can talk a little bit about.
Yes, we only know a little bit about it.
Dune uses her new credentials, Chapter 15, the Believer. Dune uses her new credentials as Marshal of the New Republic, as a Marshal, she's not the Marshal, to transfer Mayfeld, an ex-Imperial, from prison into her custody. He agrees to help locate Moff Gideon's cruiser, but needs access to an internal terminal. He suggests a secret Imperial mining hub on Morak. On Morak, Mayfield and Din hijack a transport carrying the explosive mineral Rhydonium, and they manage to reach the mining facility despite attacks from local pirates. They are also wearing the outfits of the troopers, and it's actually on this ride where Mayfield brings up a point to Din. He's like, so what's the deal with this creed? He's like, you know, the circumstances always changing for people depending on when they need it. He's like, I thought you weren't allowed to take your helmet off. Now you're sitting here dressed like a stormtrooper. Mm-hmm. He's like, is it you're not allowed to take the helmet off, or you're not allowed to show your face? And Din doesn't really say anything. Yeah, and he's like, fact. I'm just saying, you know, everybody changes what they need, you know, to meet their circumstance. Something to that effect. And I really do like that line. I think it's cool because he's kind of it's not exactly the character you would expect to be breaking down Mando's like psychological barrier. Yeah, you're like, damn, he's like actually coming at him with some serious sauce like right Meg's now.
Coming in clutch.
Really cool. To get Gideon's coordinates from the terminal, facial scan is needed, but Mayfeld is afraid he'll be recognized by his former CO, commanding officer, for those of you who are stupid, I guess.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Felt a little brash on that one. My apologies. Din, letting nothing stop him from getting Grogu back, is forced to remove his helmet in front of the others for the first time since he took his Mandalorian oath to complete the facial scan. Just a real quick question. You can scan any face?
Yeah, right? Like, is he in the system?
I'm like, I figured you'd have to be like an Imperial to get what you want at... Whatever. The pair are then confronted by Mayfeld's old Imperial commanding officer, who Mayfeld kills when he gloats about the atrocities committed by the Empire in Operation Cinder. For those of you who don't know, Operation Cinder was a way for the Empire to show its force, and they just started shooting like giant lasers down onto the planets, destroying their atmosphere and basically turning them to garbage.
Oh, don't they talk about this? Battlefront 2. Yeah, Battlefront 2. We see it,
because you're on Iden's homeworld.
Yeah, and they're going to do Cinder.
And her father's like, Operation Cinder, the homeworld. She's like, they're innocent people here, like Imperial citizens. This is our home. Mm-hmm. And he's like, the Empire's our home. And,
Empire said so.
And that's when she kind of turns, and the other buddy, Hask, I think his name is?
Yeah, Trask. Is it Hask?
Hask.
Hask is the
Trask
is one.
The moon.
Yes. Yeah. Hask is the blonde
guy. Hask is like, and she's like, we grew up here. And Hask is like, yeah, but for the Empire.
Yeah.
And she's like, nah. So Operation Cinder, not cool. And it's the reason that Mayfeld loses his business and kills his commanding officer. Yeah.
And
then they have to fight their way out. Also a really cool scene, especially for those of us who knew what Operation Cinder was, because we're like, yeah, that was pretty fucked.
He's
disappointed that a lot of his people that he worked with, he's like, good soldiers died for that. And the CEO is like,
for the Empire. All
for the benefit of the Empire.
Yep.
He's like, and we're going to come back even bigger and better. Yeah. And we might have to do more sacrifice. And Miggs is like, okay. And so he just kills him.
Got him.
One of the best scenes in the entire show. For me, anyway.
That solidified Miggs as a great character. Because in the beginning, awesome. Season one, I was like, this is just Bill Burr. He's fun. He'll come back and he'll just be fun.
This one
was like, he's actually good. Mm-hmm. As like, what is this? What is this? You hired him to do some great stuff, not just some fun stuff.
When we think Imperials and Stormtroopers, originally, it's like, all right, the Empire died. He was out the job. That's why he's gone. But no, he walked away.
Yeah,
because he felt like fucking disillusioned. Mm-hmm. Love that. Mayfeld and Din escape with the help of Fennec, Dune, and Fett. I feel like I've seen that a million times. Yeah. Dune decides to let Mayfeld go, and Din sends Gideon a transmission warning that he is coming for Grogu, paraphrasing a similar speech that Gideon had previously given to him.
That was tight. When you first pointed that out to me, I was like, yo, you're right.
Yeah, it's like the same speech.
You have something that I want.
You have no idea the importance of the possession of whatever.
Yeah. We're bad at this.
Should have wrote it down.
You should have.
This is why I told you, I didn't write the notes. I just wrote
this
the
story synopsis. This is why I don't take notes. That sounds stupid.
I write them when we're covering less. When we have to cover like an entire season. Plus, when I watched Mando season 2 like a week or two ago, I was notating up for the episode that we were doing, which was still Boba Fett.
Yeah.
So I wasn't writing notes for this.
It is what it is.
It is my fault, and I apologize. If anybody wants us to do better, we probably won't. Chapter 16, The Rescue.
Yeo!
Din and Dune board an Imperial shuttle and capture Dr. Pershing. Then they there enlist the help of Bo-Katan and Koska Reeves to rescue Grogu.
No Axe Wolves. He's gone.
He's gone. In return, Bo-Katan gets Gideon's cruiser and the Darksaber, and Din considers helping them liberate Mandalore. That's the deal. This isn't actually what happened.
No, that's just the plan.
They use the shuttle to get close enough to crash land on Gideon's cruiser, with Fett pretending to attack them in the Slave One. I love that scene, too. Yeah. They're like, steer clear of the tube. And she's like, negative, we're being attacked.
He's gonna fucking kill us.
And they're like, oh, shit. And even Gideon's like, ah, fuck.
He's like, I know what's going on.
He's like, this sucks. Bo-Katan, Koska, and Fennec and Dune fight, our females, fight through the stormtroopers to the cruiser's bridge. Meanwhile, Din finds the dark troopers.
Stealthy boy.
Barely defeats one of them with the Beskar spear and ejects the rest into space.
Yeah.
Good plan, I guess. Because they didn't just fly from space down to the planet where you were somewhere, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Get rid of them for a little bit.
It's all good, man.
Enough to get the baby and leave, maybe. He proceeds to find Grogu and fights Gideon with the spear, overpowering the moth, making him the new rightful owner of the Darksaber, to Bo-Katan's dismay. I have a quick addendum.
Drop it on the floor and leave.
I have a quick addendum for this.
Addendum.
Yeah. Gideon's not even the rightful owner of the Darksaber.
He stole it.
Technically, Bo is not the rightful owner of the Darksaber. Technically, Sabine was not the rightful owner of the Darksaber. Technically, Gar Saxon was not the rightful owner of the Darksaber. The rightful owner of the Darksaber is actually Emperor Palpatine.
Because he beat Darth Maul.
Because he beat Darth Maul.
But did Darth Maul have the lightsaber at that point?
It doesn't matter. He beat him in combat. It's his.
I don't think he had the Darksaber.
I know, it doesn't matter. He won.
No, he did, because he beat...
Yeah, he did. He was in control of Mandalore at the time.
Pre Vizsla.
He was literally
to get the lightsaber
in the Mandalorian throne room when Sidious shows up in the middle of the night and kicks the shit out of him.
Throw him out, yeah.
And then Sidious just leaves the Darksaber because he doesn't give a shit about Mandalore. And it would probably...
No, but Savage
really
is still alive at that
point. No, he's
point.
Not. He gets killed.
He gets killed by
Palpatine. He's murdered by Palpatine.
Yeah, but that, I don't think he has the sword at that point.
He does. He's the ruler of Mandalore. It's after he kills Pre Vizsla. He becomes the new ruler of Mandalore, and he's literally sitting there. It's like that night, while he's like sitting there getting his plans together and talking to his people, that Palpatine rolls up, and he's like, Master, you're here. Look at all this that I've done for you. I've captured all of Mandalore and become the ruler. And Sidious is like, great, but you also have an apprentice, so that makes you an rival now. And then he beats the shit out of him, leaves the Darksaber in the Temple of Mandalore, because in the comic book, Son of Dathomir, which we read, Gar Saxon and What's-Her-Face... They show up and they bring him the Darksaber. They're like, you dropped this, or you lost this, you know, this was left behind, so here it is. They give it to him.
Yeah.
So right. Technically it's Palpatine's.
Yeah.
Sucks. If we really want to talk about tacticality. So technically, Darth Vader is the rightful ruler of Mandalore because he beats Palpatine.
So does Luke, but Palpatine gets...
Well, Luke does not beat Palpatine.
Rey is the rightful ruler.
Right.
Rey, we got it.
That's
Rey
right,
the rightful ruler. Palpatine doesn't die. Rey is the rightful ruler.
Well, in all fairness, wow. Maul didn't die either. He just got beat.
We got beat.
So I'm gonna say that Darth Vader is the rightful ruler.
But then Luke beats him.
He didn't beat him, though.
Technically.
Well, he beat him prior to him beating the Emperor. There's a lot of technicality.
So
here.
Anakin dies with the saber,
Anakin,
and then it takes
Anakin
forever.
Dies
it has to go
as the ruler
go
of
to Mandalore. Next of kin. It's got to go to next of kin. That's how Pre Vizsla gets it. Right? Next of kin passed down?
Well, I think he stole it. I think Death Watch stole
it. They stole it from the museum.
I believe that they were keeping it in the Jedi Temple after Tar Vizsla passed, and they had it for a really long fucking time.
Pre Vizsla was like mine.
And eventually Pre Vizsla was like, why do you guys get to keep it? Because you're Jedi? Give me that. And they broke in, took it, and it was that.
So it's got to go all the way back to whoever stole it from Tar. That's who the rightful owner is.
Tar, I believe, died.
Holding it?
Probably.
Who did he lose it to? Or did he die?
He probably just died. We don't actually have an ending for Tar Vizsla's story. We just know that he eventually died.
So the canon right now with the ruler of who the current ruler of
Mandalore is. Darth Vader
is
the ruler of Mandalore.
Unless it gets past the next of kin, which is Luke. And then Luke dies, and his next of kin is technically Ben Solo. Ben Solo dies. Next of kin is nobody.
Now, in all fairness,
that's Rey.
From what we've seen, you usually have to challenge somebody for the Darksaber. There was no explicit challenge issued against Maul for the Darksaber.
That's
and
facts.
Again, there was no explicit challenge issued for the Darksaber and Rule of Mandalore against Palpatine.
So it's still Maul.
So you could say that Maul is actually still the rightful ruler because no one ever challenged him for the Saber and rights to rule Mandalore.
Until we see it in the Kenobi show. Or whatever.
Obi-Wan.
Next pops up.
Do you still have the Darksaber? I would like to rule Mandalore. and Maul's just like, what?
Someone has to get it to Sabine and whoever has it in Rebels.
She steals it from Maul in Rebels.
It's just in his cave, and she finds it, and she's like, "Is that the Darksaber?"
She's like, "Bruh, I'm
taking this, yeah." And then Kanan's like, "You can't have that. You'll kill yourself."
And we know that it is hard to wield, according to Mando.
Mm-hmm. So. Dude, it all lines up.
So Maul.
He's still technically the rightful owner. I love how we went through all of that.
We had to, because we thought it was
right. Really had to backtrack. So Bo-Katan even wanting it back from Gideon is wrong. She should want it from Maul. Maul was the last one to rightfully challenge now, the leader and controller of the Darksaber.
Maul's dead now, and Sabine was just like, "I'm not, here you go, bye." I think your thing of let's just drop it on the floor makes a lot more sense. Mm-hmm. Just be like, "Here, you can have it." No, you have to win it in combat. Okay, bye. Fucking leaves.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it on the ship?
That's what I was saying, yeah. I'm like, what is she going to do? Just not take it with her?
Yeah.
I'm like, she wanted the cruiser, too. It's her cruiser now.
Yeah. All she can do is, "Hey, Casca, pick it up."
That is pretty crazy to think about. Bo-Katan has a fucking Imperial cruiser.
Yep.
Season 3 is going to be fire. When she blows up Mando's N1 Starfighter with one shot, Grogu dies, and she tries to take the Darksaber.
I need the Darksaber.
Give me that. I want it in combat. Space combat.
I wonder how that's going to resolve.
I don't think
Mando's going to die, but he's not going to kill Bo-Katan.
I don't think Bo-Katan's going to challenge him for it. I think she's going to convince him that his creed is bogus, because I fully expect to see her and have her be a big part. And that his idea of being a Mandalorian is wrong, and that he should help her and their people.
Yeah.
Because we've only ever seen her and a couple at a time. What are the odds that Bo has like a fucking shit ton of Mandalorians that she hangs out with, and they're just all over the galaxy, right?
Very likely.
We've seen her and two others. They can't be the only three left that she's like keeping in contact with, you know? There's got to be more.
There's a new Star Wars toy that came out for the Black Series just called Death Watch Mandalorian, and it's from the Mando show, I think. Or is it from Clone Wars? I forget. It's
probably Clone Wars.
Orange or yellow packaging. Either way, if it's yellow, it's Clone
Wars. No, I think it is Mando.
If it's orange, just means it's Mando. It's not Axe Wolves, because they would say it's Axe Wolves.
It's the guy who saved Din as a baby.
That's who it is. That's who it is. Okay. So he's technically from Mando.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I was like, who the fuck is this?
I remembered what you were talking about, because I saw it on Instagram. They were like, "Oh, the guy who saved Din as a baby." I'm like, that's a weird one to get a toy, but why not?
He's a Mandalorian Death Watch.
I'm like, why the fuck not?
Dude, now we just need to find out who that actor is, and then take a toy that he may already have, it's a famous actor, and put his head on it. I'd be like, that's the guy. Like, if it's John Hamm, get a John Hamm toy. Pop it on. I don't know.
John Hamm?
I don't know if John Hamm has toys, but it'd be cool.
Probably does. Madman.
You gotta have a Madman toy.
Yeah, Madman toy. Point.
Dude, you get a Madman sideshow and you get the Death Watch guy, you switch their heads, boom.
The sideshow's huge, though.
Yeah, well, no. Not with the 6-inch figure. They have the Death Watch who saved Din as a,
take off the
as a
little,
sideshow.
Take off the little one, put the big head on. It's just like
there he is.
Fucking moving around the ball joint.
Oh, no.
The Darksaber.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. The Dark Troopers cool fly back into the ship and are all destroyed by Luke Skywalker.
Holy fuck!
That's right, Luke Skywalker shows up. The Jedi whom Grogu managed... You know, because we haven't watched Book of Boba at this point, so... whom Grogu managed to contact on Tython. Din gives Grogu permission to go with Skywalker and R2-D2 to complete his training, but before he gives him away, he shows Grogu his face for the first
Spoiler
time.
Spoiler, he doesn't. He doesn't finish his training. He just takes his dad's clothes and leaves.
Shut the fuck up. Grogu is then taken by Luke and R2-D2 and they leave Din and his companions on the cruiser. Roll credits. Later during the post-credits scene, Boba and Fennec travel to Jabba's palace on Tatooine. Boba! And they kill Bib Fortuna.
Bibby.
And he claims the throne as the new daimyo of Mos Espa.
And then go listen to our episodes on Book of Boba Fett to see what happened there.
Yeah. Last episode. Cool. Luke
Definitely
Skywalker,
cool.
We've talked about this a million times
on
all these episodes.
Was.
obviously, it looked weird. Looks much better now.
Oh my god, it looks like uncanny now.
I really don't have a lot to say about Mando Season 2 now because we got Book and it wrapped up a lot.
What's gonna
it wrapped
happen?
Up a lot of what we were looking
Episode
for
5 and 6,
at the end of this season. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in the ways that we wanted exactly, but we got a lot of that. So
mm-hmm.
I don't really have much to say, to be honest. I'm just going to tell anybody who, if you're trying to listen to these in some kind of order, and you listen to our Mando Season 1, and now you're coming just to this episode, skipping our Book of Boba stuff, go to our Book of Boba episodes, and it'll fill in a lot of what we were talking about, because
we
spent a lot of time talking about Mando Season 1 and 2 in those episodes,
and also in other
it covered a lot of our thoughts, because even before we got the end of Book of Boba, we were talking about, oh, Mando Season 2, it ended this way, what's going to happen, you know, and then we obviously got those episodes with The Mandalorian, so
I just don't really have much more to add to these shows at this point.
We've been talking about Mandalorian for so long. I feel like on and off podcast that we've covered a decent amount. We're like an hour and 20 minutes into this, and then we've covered a lot of the show with, you know, the synopsis mostly. We interjected with our notes. We've talked about a bunch of stuff, like I said prior, so
yeah,
not really a lot to talk about. We did talk a lot of book season, Mando season 2 during our book episodes, because we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's hard not to.
Yeah, especially when episode 5 and 6 dropped and we released that episode. We're like, so this is what happened with all the stuff we were asking about in the last, like, 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Because when Book of Boba got announced, we had speculation on it, and then we talked about, like, what's Jin going to do? We know Din's showing up in at least one episode, blah, blah, blah. It was, go back and listen to our 40-ish episodes, and we talk about everything interspersingly, you know? So...
Yeah, well, now...
Just don't listen to our scheduled talks. Every time I talk about a schedule, it gets ruined.
Yeah, but now we're all caught up on all of the Star Wars televised media.
Until Kenobi.
Yeah, until Kenobi.
Hell, I mean, yeah.
So we're going to be filling it in probably with, like, more comics.
We got to talk about if we Resistance watch some of those, at some point.
Yeah, and that got canceled, right?
It's got 2 seasons. Yeah, we'll talk about it in one episode, probably. Because with the cartoons, we do... 2 seasons, because it's just easier.
Is there anything you think you want to talk about for next week?
The Lego Freemakers. It's back on Disney Plus. No, we'll probably do a comic book. I want to get back into the comics.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be Marvel or Dark Horse, because the Dark Horse ones is going to be continuating what we did with the Tales of the Jedi, the Sith stuff.
Yeah, we should probably continue the tales of Jori and his sister. And
whatever.
Or, unless it's the other way around. I don't remember.
And then for the Star Wars...
Oh, it's Gav and Jori Darragon.
Yeah. And I looked at what we're covering for the Marvel comics next.
Mm-hmm.
Darth Vader, Dark Lord of the Sith.
Oh,
episode 3 to 4.
Oh,
stuff.
His whole run. Okay.
The first, it's the 20 or 25 issues that came out in between episode 3 and 4 with the Inquisitor.
That's a fucking solid.
Those
run,
are solid. Charles,
we might have to break
one.
Those up.
We're that's not a, doing all of them. It's we're doing lot. One volume at a time. Six okay. issues. Yeah, we're not doing all 25 issues. I'm not crazy.
I'm like, that's a lot.
No, but that is the next line. We're doing all wow. 4 of those as Marvel in a row, because mm-hmm. all the Marvel comics happen at the same time for those ones. So. Sure.
Yeah, I'm excited we'll for that. That's a lot of fun.
We're either doing
about.
Darth Vader or we're doing Tales of the Sith. Hold us to it, unless something crazy happens in the next week.
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
Like, out of nowhere, just drop fucking like Bad Batch episode, season 2, episode 1. Like, oh, there it is. We'll talk about that. But or maybe we'll do Fallen Order. Maybe.
Gotta keep play talking it again. About
that. Yeah, I kind of want to run through it.
We got to sit down and do our playthrough together so that we can... have commentary while we do it.
Yeah, man, you got that new TV in that office.
Got that new TV.
Yeah, we can probably run through it in like
Fallen Order
two sittings.
I would probably put it on an easier difficulty.
Oh,
I might like just randomly throw it on Master Jedi, like when we get to the end, and be like, all right, let's fight Trella in the hardest difficulty.
Nah, dude.
But yeah, I already proved my salt. I played through the game on the hardest difficulty. I don't need to do it again.
I played through on the easiest because I am a pussy.
I jumped in day one. And Christine's like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's like a Dark Souls game.
Well, no,
I wanted
told,
to feel like a Dark Souls.
Like a Dark Souls game. I was told it was hard. So I was like, I want the story because I'm a big Star Wars story guy. So I just want to play it on easy or normal, please. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The beginning is really hard on the hardest difficulty. But when you get like
what you're doing.
When you get halfway through the game, it becomes cake. The boss fights are the only spots where I would get
like
stomped.
Dude on Dathomir.
Yeah, Taran Malakos.
Yeah.
That dude sucked. I think I spent like 2 hours
Yeah, you told me you had such a hard time, and I was like, I did it in one try. And you're like, I'm playing on the hardest difficulty. I'm like, oh! I was like, on the easiest.
2 hours to beat this fucking guy.
Oh, I got it in one. I think it was 2 hours.
Got to the point where I had to like get up and walk away. I was like, I can't.
Yeah, so maybe we'll talk about Jedi Fallen Order. Is it the comic or it's Jedi Fallen Order? You'll see next week. So
probably not going to be Fallen Order, no, to be honest, because we've got to sit down and play it. Comic's right, a lot guys, easier. We just read that.
Open up my... Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow probably. Let's end the show. Thank you guys for listening. You can follow the podcast at Farthest Galaxy on Instagram to keep up to date with the episodes as they release and what we will be covering. I finally caught up on the Instagram. I just mass posted all of them because I forgot to. I remember you came up to me in the office and you were like, this is wrong. And I'm like, we're behind.
Well, I'm laughing my ass off because we had 3 come out now, all of them like the same day. It's like, this week on Farthest Galaxy, this week on Farthest Galaxy, this week on Farthest Galaxy.
We don't have a lot of followers on Instagram. It's mostly for prosperity's sake, just to be like, look, if it's cataloged, okay? Yeah. The dates may be wrong, but that's the order.
Dude,
which
I don't even like fucking repost them anymore.
No, so it's too much work. You don't want to clutter your Instagram. I stopped reposting on my public one because I was like, it's just too much. I made it private. I was like, I don't like Instagram that much posting wise. I like it liking stuff and following writers and artists, but
Jesus I still want to make like a mega post one day that's just a list of all the episodes that have come out here since I stopped posting them.
Boom, boom, boom.
Be like, here, if you're interested in any of these, scroll down the list and find it.
You can post 9 at a time on Instagram with the selection feature. Love me. Or you can do that thing where you have the Instagram, I forget what it's called. It's a thing that ties into Instagram where you can like edit them to make it like crop.
I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, I did that for.
I'm not getting another Androids.
app. You don't even want to download TikTok.
No, I don't.
You just open up a web browser to watch the videos I send you. Yeah.
I don't want to download TikTok because I don't want to open TikTok and find myself sitting there watching TikTok videos.
I follow so many people. I follow like 1,000 people. Like I just follow.
I get enough of those on literally half of YouTube is YouTube Shorts. They're TikToks.
They are.
Instagram has a Reels. Shorts thing now. Reels, it's TikToks.
Even Twitter has it.
TikToks. Yeah, like TikToks are everywhere. I don't need TikTok to watch TikToks. They're just there.
Yeah, it's just easier when you don't have to pull up a browser.
I just don't need another app because it'll go into my phone and then I'll be like, oh, I have this, and I'll use it. And yep. I'll start wasting time. Like, there are days where I find myself just sitting in my bed, scrolling. I'm like, I'm fucking wasting time. And I have to, like, stop myself and get up and go do something
else. If I'm on my phone when I wake up in the morning, I could be on my phone for 2 hours before I get out of bed. And I'm like, this is nuts.
Dude, I was on my phone for, like, 25 minutes this morning before I rolled out of bed. I was like, I need to start the day.
I got up immediately. I went to the bathroom. I watched an episode of Luke Cage. I was like, I'm not dilly-dallying. I need to get stuff and watch TV or whatever. Mm-hmm. Gotta be productive.
I gotta no dilly dallying. I gotta get out of bed. I gotta make myself some cereal, and I gotta watch some TV.
Yeah, dude. I gotta watch the Marvel Netflix stuff before it leaves. I know it's probably
it's coming to Disney Plus.
Probably,
definitely. It's definitely going to Disney Plus.
But I just want
to
watch it all now. Can you imagine a Netflix show leaving Netflix
and then not going to Disney Plus?
Well, no, of course
that would make any sense.
No, but I mean like a Netflix original is leaving.
Where the fuck would it go? Right,
in limbo for now.
Where would it go?
Going to Disney Plus. I know it's going to Disney Plus. I'm aware.
Or
might go to Hulu.
Hulu is the only other one it could.
I'm watching some of the Marvel stuff on Netflix, and it's like they have like sex all the time.
Probably Hulu.
They like punch.
Well, and I don't
just
know.
Keep going with blood and going.
Because now Eternals is on there. They have sex.
Yeah, but that's not as hardcore as.
No, but it is off.
Jessica Jones and Luke Cage having anal sex, so Jessica Jones can feel. Yeah.
Oh.
They're like, you need to fucking pound me, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, calm down.
You need to pound me, Anakin.
Whoa!
Come on, Andy, pound me.
Pound me when you're out there. You can follow me, Hunter, at one of my social medias, Hunter_VanLierp or Scruffy Moosh Man. They're both private now because I hate myself. And Alex at the Dude Kenobi.
I can be pretty simple.
Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share with a friend. Rate us on Spotify. That's a thing you guys can do.
This is the way.
This is the way.